Good evening. You all know it. This is my favorite service. That's why somehow I get roped into doing it every year, okay? But I love it. I love Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for each one of you here tonight. And we're going to have a great time. And hopefully our hearts will be drawn closer to a heart of gratitude for all that our Savior has done for us. Let's sing number 561. We gather together the first and third stanzas of 561. Sing it out now.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known the wicked oppressing. Now come from distressing.
In there. They're a little bit tricky, but you guys did a good job. Very good.
Hey,
what? Excuse me, sir. What's going on?
Is this where you vote?
Vote?
They say you're voting down to church this year.
Sir, I believe you've got your calendar.
Todd right. Apple, is that you?
Yeah, you probably recognize me with the beard.
Man, got a beard. Man, how you doing?
Good to see
Jimmy
you.
Jimmy boy. Oh, good to see you, man.
Yeah, we're sort of in the middle of something right here, you know.
Are they here to vote too?
No. The voting was a couple of weeks ago, you know.
What?
You missed it. I'm afraid you didn't get to exercise your right as a citizen.
Well, it ain't my fault. Ever since Lisa got the Netflix, she's been wanting to watch them reruns of Dukes of Hazzard. I ain't seen any news.
Well, you're going to have to take that remote away from her, I guess.
Well, this is the fourth Wednesday of November, and
yeah, but you vote on the second Tuesday. Or maybe it's the first Tuesday. But whatever it is, you missed it.
Well, if they quit changing it, I might can make it every now and then. Well,
you'll get another chance in four years.
I wanted to vote for Jimmy Carter again.
Well,
boy, that was a nice one there, wasn't it?
I hate to tell you, he wasn't on the ballot.
Yeah. Well, it sure is good to see you. I saw your daddy the other day.
Oh, you did? Yeah. What was he doing?
Well, he wanted to sell me some insurance.
Well, I can imagine that.
I told him I'm not a gambling man. I'm not going to gamble on my life. I told him I got bigger and better things to do with my paycheck. Every paycheck, I give some back to the children.
Well, how do you do that?
I give to the North Carolina State Educational Lottery.
Okay. Well, I'm
helping.
Your children are benefiting from that.
Well, I know I'm buying pencils and I'm buying probably some rulers for them to do better ciphering.
Well, at least you're doing something. I appreciate that.
Well, I hate I couldn't come vote. Who won?
Well, it was Mr. Trump won as our president.
Well, good. I was hoping old Ronald would win.
Ronald, I think his name's Donald.
Who?
Donald Trump.
Is that his brother?
No, that's the president-elect.
Donald Trump.
Yeah,
I thought. Well, I've been calling him Ronald all this time. But,
well, it didn't matter. You didn't vote anyway. So.
Well, I wanted to vote for him.
And why is that?
Because he's got nice hair. Lisa told me if I had Ronald Trump's comb over with my mullet, I'd look just like Fabio.
I think she needs to have her glasses checked.
Well, you know, she's outside changing the tire. I would tell her to come in.
Well, you know, I told you there's something going on. You remember last year we ran into each other at the mall right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I invited you to come to our Thanksgiving service.
Well, is that tonight?
Well, you're in the middle of it right now. That's
well,
what we're doing.
I hate I was going to miss that by
well,
vote.
Well, you don't have to. We'd love to have you stay. Go out there and get Lisa.
You sure?
Yeah, come on. We'd love to have you.
Has she got time to fix something?
Well, she doesn't need to fix anything.
We caught a fresh possum last night trying to get the dog's food off the porch.
Well,
she could deep fry it and we could have it right over here.
Well,
be just like rat jerky.
Well, I appreciate the thought, But we're just glad you're here. Our ladies' committee has prepared refreshments for us.
Again?
Again. You don't have to bring anything. We just want you to come. And
that was impeccable timing then, wasn't it?
It was very good. I'm so glad you came, and hopefully you'll enjoy the service.
I'll, let me go get her real quick.
All right.
We'll be back in just a minute.
Okay, we'll see you.
Lisa, put that jack up in the Trans Am. Come on, it's time to go to the chapel.
Thank you, Gregory. I appreciate that. We're glad we got him back for this year's Thanksgiving service. All right, last opportunity for you guys to sing. I'm going to ask you to stand and sing number 563, Count Your Blessings. First verse.
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking
here, but this time I want you to mingle with a purpose. I want you to go up to someone and tell them that you're thankful that they're here tonight, okay? Take a minute while they play through this. Tell them you're thankful that they're here. Thank you. You may be seated. This time, I'm thankful that a lot of our younger folks who are out of town for college, or in the case of my daughter, out of town because of marriage, we're still working on that, are here tonight. We've asked our brother Dane Armfield if he'd commend us to the Lord in prayer. Dane?
All right, let's pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, just want to thank you for the ability to come out here and meet, first of all, as we enter this Thanksgiving season, just help us to remember all the blessings that you've given us and through the good times and the bad times, and just be with us through the rest of our week. And as family come in, I give them journeys, mercies, and pray all this in your Son's name. Amen.
We get the commendation to be thankful in God's Word. And I'm going to read a few passages that extol us to be thankful. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Psalms 107:1. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. Psalms 106:1. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Psalms 105:1. The psalmist really had it right, didn't he? He was very thankful. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians 4:2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. Psalms 30:12. That my glory may sing your praise and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We can find many admonitions in Scripture to be thankful. And it's not just at Thanksgiving. We're extolled and encouraged to be thankful every day. And when we take time to think about his inexpressible gifts that he gives us daily, it's pretty easy to be thankful if we just dwell on those things. This time we're going to have a Thanksgiving poem by Josh Proctor. I will caveat that. Josh did not write this poem.
I thank you, Lord, by Leslie Rummel. I thank you for the blessings you give me each day. They fill my life with abundant joy, more than words can say. I thank you for my growing faith and the trials I've made it through. I'm victorious and I am made complete because of only you. I thank for the many times you carry me through my strife. I long for each passing day, your presence in my life. I thank you for your only son who died and set me free. I marvel at the fact that you think so much of me. I thank for your tolerance and love that never ends. How glad I am that you are both my Savior and my friend. I thank you for the holy word that is powerful and true. It's the plan you've made and a gift that keeps me close to you. I thank for your gentleness and desire to draw me near. When you embrace me in your arms, I lose all doubt and fear. But most of all, I thank you, Lord, because you're my God and King. I praise you till the day I die. My heart will forever sing. I thank you, Lord.
So much we can be thankful for to our Lord. This time we're going to have some special music by Ron and June McKay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron and June, for that beautiful, beautiful number. This time, we're going to have Danny Hawks come up and share some thoughts with us about Thanksgiving. And I think he may have an assistant with him, too. So we'll turn it over to Danny Hawks for a few moments.
Okay. I don't know how loud to even speak. Public speaking is why I went to trade school. So, Todd asked me, and he encouraged me to come on and do this. And it's good. And it's what am I thankful for? The Bible says everything that is good and perfect comes to us from God, our Creator. And that's kind of paraphrased from James 1:17. I'm certain all of you here would agree that that we're thankful for God's love for us. Romans 5:8 reads, "But God commended His love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And I could end right here, but I did make a list, so we'll press on. And I'm thankful for Shannon Hills Bible Chapel and those who serve here. I'm thankful for the those who teach here and those at camp as well. My family loves the camp, and to go on my family. Speaking of my family. I'm thankful for my wife, Pam. She's way back there. I've got quite a few here for snacks and stuff. Now, Pam puts up with my difficulties. Well, mostly me. She puts up with all of us, but I'm not that easy to live with. And you can ask her and she'll tell you. And I want to say that God has blessed us with 10 children and 3 grandchildren. And I'll name them. Caitlin, Daniel, Olivia, Sarah, Isaiah, Thomas, Moses, Esther, Emma, and Timothy. And our grandkids are Danielle, Brody, and Lindsay. And I want to say children are a gift from God. But I don't want to sound like God chose us, to have such a large family because we're good parents. Our parenting skills, because I don't think we're that good. Many of our children plan never to marry or have children because of us. All right. And let's face it, raising kids is not an easy thing. I didn't buy my hair color at Walmart. But I'm thankful that from a young age, they've all been exposed to God's word, and I'm thankful for prayer. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. It's a great song. And now, if Tim will come up, he'll really make this good here. He's been working on a verse at school, and he's going to quote it, right?
Okay. "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations."
Good deal, buddy. Thank you.
Well, I think he needs to rethink that trade school. We could have given him about 10 or 15 more minutes and just let him go. He really was a pleasure hearing you share what you're thankful for, and we're thankful for your family and what they mean to us here at Shannon Hills Bible Chapel. Well, as we're talking about families a little bit, I've got a little video/song I want us to see that It may sort of illustrate many of our homes tomorrow around the Thanksgiving table, but hopefully it illustrates it at the end and not during the beginning of this little video.
It's Thanksgiving at our house and I'm singing a tune.
I'm cooking in the kitchen, it's what I always have to do. I'm raising three crazy kids and feeling twice my age.
I'm reading the paper, it's how I disengage.
I'm brand new to this family, I'm not all that well known.
I really wish everyone would put down their phones.
Hey guys, could you put down your phones and say hi to Eric, please?
Hey guys, haven't seen you since the wedding, and I'm just really grateful to be a part of this fam.
I really like football, but not so much people.
We stress about this day because we are dysfunctional.
The food is finally ready. It's exactly 12 o'clock,
and there's nothing more to do, so I guess we have to talk.
So where's the gravy?
You know what? There's not gravy really? This year.
Why not?
This Thanksgiving, we thank God for family. On this Thanksgiving, we thank God.
She's right, why do we fight?
It's not just you,
it's my sin too.
We're family, and that's enough.
It's crazy how we sort the small stuff.
We have our flaws, more than a few.
I feel at home, cause my family's got them too. Yeah, 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 yeah.
That strike a chord with anybody? Can be stressful, but we have to always remember God's blessed us with our family and the times that we get to share together. This time we're going to have a poem, Thanksgiving in the USA by Levi Burton. Also known as Whitaker, if most of you don't know his middle name.
Thanksgiving in the USA by Margaret Cagle. Near the end of November in the USA is our National Thanksgiving Day. We close stores, schools, and banks and give to God our special thanks. It is a time for us to celebrate from coast to coast and state to state. We think of when the pilgrims came to these shores in freedom's name. The first Thanksgiving was long ago, this bit of history we all know. A time for thanking their God above was set aside to show their love. When blessings came, they had a feast. They were not sorry in the least. For coming to this vast, barren land, for freedom to worship, they did stand. From the first Thanksgiving day until the present one, we can say, thank you, God, for blessings great. You are the reason we celebrate.
We are thankful for our country and very thankful for the freedoms that we enjoy here. This time we have a special number and song by Stephen Batts.
Strength for the weak. Your love is the anthem of nations. Rings out through the ages. And you're always enough. I'll rejoice for my Savior reigns. I'll rejoice for He lives in me. God on high, He has set me free, and worthy is the Lord. I rejoice for my Savior reigns. I rejoice for He lives in me. God on high, He has set me free, and worthy is the Lord.
Thank you, Stephen, for that beautiful number. I need to make one announcement tonight. Oh, okay. Well, I can stall a little bit then. He's replacing batteries. If you're here tonight, two things are evident. One, you like to gather together for fellowship, and you like to come when they serve food. Now, do I have anybody arguing with that? Would you all agree? Can I see a show of hands? You like to get together in fellowship, and you like to eat. Okay, we're not stepping on any toes here. December 3rd, you have the opportunity to do that. Again, it's going to be a great time of fellowship as we move out of Thanksgiving into the Christmas season, our annual Christmas dinner. We're doing it with a caterer this year, so we have to have a firm count. In the past, we've let people just show up, you know, and that was great. And we want you to come. We want to encourage you to come. But we have to give our caterer a count by this weekend. So we need to know tonight. You don't have to pay. You can pay at the door, you know. Just let us know. There's registrations out in the back. It's going to be a fantastic meal, I'm telling you. From everything we've researched, this is going to be just a great meal. We've got a good speaker. We've got good special music. And it's just going to be a great way to get you into the holiday spirit and be together and have this time of fellowship. So if you haven't signed up already or told myself or Ronnie or Tim, Ronnie or Patty, me or Cindy or Tim and Cindy Hawks, please do so tonight. We may would take a phone call even this week, but we just have to know by this weekend so that we are prepared and can let the caterers know. Okay, at this time we're going to have a reading, a little Thanksgiving reminder from Nick Whittemore.
A Thanksgiving reminder. Two old friends met each other on the street one day. One looked forlorn, almost on the verge of tears. His friend asked, "What has the world done to you, my old friend?" The sad fellow said, "Let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $40,000. That's a lot of money. But you see, 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never knew I had died and left me $85,000, free and clear. Sounds to me that you've been very blessed." "You don't understand," he interrupted. "Last week, my great aunt passed away, and she left me almost $250,000. Now, the man's friend was really confused. "Then why do you look so glum? This week, nothing." That's a problem with receiving something on a regular basis. Even if it's a gift, we eventually come to expect it. The natural tendency is that if we receive a gift long enough, we come to view it as almost an entitlement. We feel hurt, even angry, if we don't receive it any longer. It's the same way with the blessings God gives us every day. I don't deserve my comfortable home that I live in, the beautiful gifts and scenery around me, the clean water I drink. But after receiving these gifts and a multitude of others for years, I sometimes fail to be grateful. I've come to expect these good things, and when one of them is removed for a short time, like water or electricity or internet going down, I get upset. Let's make an effort today to recognize the blessing we've come to take for granted. Focus on what we have rather than on what we don't have, and see if it doesn't improve our attitudes.
A good reminder for all of us. This time we're going to have a special number by the men's quartet.
Jesus to Calvary did go. His love for mankind to show. What he did there brought hope from despair. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you and me.
Giving to me thy
right, we asked one of our brothers to sort of bring us home, tie this all together. I'm putting a lot of pressure on him now, but this guy can handle it. We've asked our brother Doug Williams to tell us a little bit about what Thanksgiving means to him.
I don't know if I can handle this much pressure being retired, but I'm going to try it anyway. The first question in the Westminster Catechism is, what is the chief end of man? And the answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. I believe a heart filled with thanks is needed to experience this joy. Linda and I have lived in North Carolina for 39 years. I was transferred here by my company, Deluxe Corporation. Before moving, we were asked to transfer to our plant in Paoli, Pennsylvania. It did not seem like a good fit, and some people said we would never get another chance. Well, 3 months later, we were asked to go to Greensboro. Our Lord was certainly in this, as the Paoli, Pennsylvania plant was one of the first plants that closed when we started to downsize. Linda and I have been married for 50 years next month. We are so fortunate to have our 3 children and now 9 grandchildren, all living in state. The Lord has truly walked closely with our family. Just 2 weeks ago, we celebrated Veterans Day. With Veterans Day so close to Thanksgiving, it is good to remember and give thanks. Some of you may have read the Choice Gleanings devotional, which told of a small town in France near Normandy. They erected several memorials to those who served, and a wall was built around them. On that wall is written, "A river of freedom flows from my wounds." I couldn't help but be thankful for the river of blood which flowed from our Savior to cleanse us from our sins. Some of us were privileged to serve in the military, but in addition to these brave men and women, there were thousands of Americans who served our Lord, worked hard, raised families, and supported churches to make America the great nation it is. We do have problems, and we probably always will have problems. But I am patriotic and optimistic. I still put the flag up each morning, and I take it down at night. I am thankful for the United States of America. Finally, I thank our God for Shannon Hill Bible Chapel. We so much appreciate the work of the elders and deacons. We remember with gratitude Dick Andrews, Harvey Shelley, Charles Crawford, and others. 30-some years ago, Harvey Shelley asked me if I would consider being treasurer. I was so surprised, I did not realize he was speaking to me at the time. After saying yes, I had the privilege of working with Steve Andrews for about a year. We had an old compact computer, which was so slow, we had to wait between entries. The manufacturer said it was portable, but the thing was so heavy, you needed a John Deere Gator to transport it. When I think of all these years at the chapel, I always think of the fourth verse in Philemon, which reads, "I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers." While our family has certainly prayed for many of the saints, we also have been prayed for by many of the believers. May our God continue to bless. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
I think we chose the right anchor, didn't we? Amen. This time we're going to have a Thanksgiving poem, "My Mayflower Adventures" by Daniel Murdoch.
"My Mayflower Adventures" by Margaret Cagle. In November of 67, we decided to take a trip. We wanted to see the replica of the Mayflower ship. My husband worked near Boston, so Plymouth was not far away. We could drive over to the ship and return home the same day. David was in the first grade. Our son was just 6 years old. Pilgrims came on the Mayflower in school, he had been told. In order to go on the Mayflower, we had to pay an entrance fee, and we only had a dollar in cash. not enough for a group of three. I really don't feel like going on the Mayflower, I did declare. I was expecting our second child, so I did not climb on there. If I take David on the ship, I have to have $1 more. My husband seemed discouraged as we walked along the shore. I silently prayed that the Lord would somehow provide a way for my husband to take our son on the Mayflower ship that day. A breeze was blowing the leaves as we continued walking that day. I looked down to see a dollar blowing straight toward my way. I picked up that God-sent dollar. We rejoiced for the answered prayer. David said as he went with his dad, "Mom, one day you will go on there." It was 34 years later, after my husband had passed away, I took a trip with my family. We went to Plymouth one day. We all went on the Mayflower ship. I remembered what David had said. I was astonished at the amazing way that our awesome Lord had led. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Every year we have, first it was our sister Kathleen Freeman, and then she passed the torch to her son-in-law, Greg Whittemore, close out our service with the traditional version of Bless This House.
Bless this house, O Lord, we pray. Make it safe by night and day. Bless these walls so firm and stout, keeping want and trouble out. Bless the roof and chimneys tall, let thy peace lie over all. Bless this door, that it may prove ever open to joy and love. Bless these windows shining bright, letting in God's heavenly light. Bless the hearth ablazing there, with smoke ascending like a prayer. Bless the folk who dwell within, keep them pure and free from sin. Bless us all that we may be fit, O Lord, to dwell with Thee. Bless us all that one day we may dwell, O Lord, with Thee.
That one makes me cry, Ma. Of course, y'all know I cry at anything, but that one really, really does get to me. But What a great way to end this and be thankful that one day we will dwell with Him in glory forever and ever. We do have the privilege. Our ladies' committee has prepared a feast for us. We're going to give thanks for that in just a moment. I do promise you there is no fried possum. If you're expecting that, maybe you can have that at your table tomorrow. See Gregory, he can take care of that for you. But thank you all for being here. Thank you all who participated. It was a varied and mixed group. But the one thing we had in common is that we love the Lord and we're all thankful to Him for His many gifts towards us. Let's just commend this evening into His hands and give thanks for the refreshments that we're about to partake of. Father God, we just thank You so much that our country has set aside a day each year for us to give thanks for all our many blessings, Lord. We know that we need to be thankful every day, Lord, because every day You provide for our needs. And Lord, we're so thankful that You made that greatest provision of all when You sent Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. Lord, we just praise You. We can never say thank You enough for the fact that we have eternal life. Lord, but we know that You didn't forget us, that You intervene in our lives every day. You provide for our basic needs. You listen to our prayers, Lord, and we just thank You for that. Lord, we thank You for each person represented here, each home. Lord, we pray that as they go and gather with family tomorrow, that first and foremost their thoughts will be thanking You for Your unspeakable gift. Lord, now go before us as we continue this time of fellowship. We thank You for the ladies who've prepared this food for us. Lord, just bless it to our bodies and our bodies to Your service as we commit this night into Your hands. In Jesus' name, amen.